apartment 106. I think it's like this. It was such a small apartment, but I mean, only two people live here, and of course, the cat. Hello, my name is Osvaldo Vasquez. I'm 15 years old. I was born in the U.S., in Los Angeles, California specifically. I relocated to Mexico at age 5 with my family because my parents were fearing deportation. I came back to the U.S. 2 years ago to live with my aunt. When I got out of the airport, the first thing I saw was a lot of cars. There was a lot of traffic. Also, the big and huge buildings. I just saw them and I was impressed. I couldn't believe I was in Los Angeles. The first night of me being in the U.S., all I wanted to do was rest, but I couldn't sleep because I was thinking, oh my God, my parents, my mom, my dad, my little sister. You know, I missed them, and I felt very emotional, but, you know, I had to support my aunt. That, you know, she was like my second mom, or she was like, I couldn't even call her my mom.
When he came, we tried to provide a shelter for him to make him feel loved and valued.
My parents promised I was going to come back to the U.S. and finish with my education and get a college degree, just how my older sister Sandy did. And yeah, she already had a lot of experience living here.
Hi. Hey. Ready?
Okay.
Hey, let's go. We're already late. Right, you start at 6, no?
Yeah, we have like 7 minutes. No worries.
We're not gonna get there in 7 minutes, though. There's hella traffic.
I know. Y pues, último momento, this morning.
Yeah.
Me avisaron de que I'm presenting the actual thing tomorrow.
Shut up. That's so whack. They told you today?
I've definitely seen him open up a lot more. He tells me about his friends and his school. He'll be like, oh, do you want to hear the chisme today at school? So that's cool. And it makes me feel really close to him. It makes me feel like, yeah, I was gone, but like it didn't really matter. Like he still trusts me and he still knows that, you know, we're related. I'm his sister.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I actually discovered soccer when I was, I believe, 7 or 8 years old. When I was back in Mexico, when I came back to the U.S., I had the mentality of, okay, let's be serious about it. I asked myself if I really want to play soccer and try to be a professional footballer.
You're going to dribble here, he receives, and he dribbles there, and you move. Understood? So demonstration, okay? So look.
I think that with the support of my aunt and my sister, Sandy, and I think that the support that they gave me was the key for my success that I'm currently having in high school with, you know, 4.0 GPA, taking college classes, and, you know, and be part of one of the best soccer clubs in the state. And I think that's incredible.